Bezras Hashem Yisparich, the halacha topic from Daf Samach Beis is the topic of kulyer that comes out in our Gemara on the bottom of Samach Beis Amud Aleph in the Gemara and in the Mishnah on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. The contemporary issue of kulyer is a woman's clasp that she wears, for example, in holding a shawl. In fact, I approached my research assistants, my wife and daughters, and I asked them to show me the different clasps that they use for their shawls. And sure enough, I'd like to point out that one of them might very well qualify as a kolyor and might be a significant shaila of wearing out in the Rishus HaRabim in a particular fashion. Let's review what our Gemara says about kolyor, and let's then get halacha lemaisa to different pins and clasps that a woman might wear on a shawl or on a jacket. The Mishnah told us on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, v'lo bekulyar, there is an iser d'oraisa for a woman to go out with a kulyar. What is a kulyar? So the Gemara explains towards the bottom, in the name of Rav, it's machpanta. And that is something that is used as a clasp to join the garment together. Does that mean that all clasps are an iser d'oraisa and not considered a takshut that's considered a masui? No. The Mordechi is quoted in the Beis Yosef, in Simin Shin Gimel, Sif Yud Aleph in the Beis Yosef, and is made reference to in the Sharet Zion, in Sif Katan Chaf Hei and Chaf Vav of Simin Shin Gimel, as saying that our Gemara was only talking about a clasp that was pinned into the garment but not used as a clasp. So even though the Mechaber says exactly like our Mishnah, Loiteitze Bekulyer, a woman is not supposed to go out with a clasp, Vuhu Tashit Shekosher Esbo Maftiche Chaluka, as well as talking about the positive odor of the Koveles that he finishes off with that is familiar to from our Gemara, but is not as relevant today. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Brura tells us in not all cases is there an Isur D'oraisa to go out to the clasp. The only time it's Usur is if the clasp is not being used to close the Chaluka. Umishum Hachi Chayeves, says the Mishnah Brura in Sivkatan Chavtes of Shimon Shin Gimel, Delochosh of Tachshit Eno Elamasoi, De Eno Elo Laharos Osher, that it's being used to show wealth. Avalim Gam Ata Salgeres Bao Maftache Chaluka Mutter Lechatchila De Have Tachshit. But if it's being used to hold something down, then it's considered a Tachshit, and we're not afraid she's going to take it off and show to others. I am right now holding a clasp in my hand that is designed to be particularly a clasp and not simply a pin. One could argue that a pin that is there to be an ornament qualifies as a tachshit, and for that reason there would not be an Isur D'oraisa to carry out. And then whether it's mutter to take out on Shabbos on one's garment is dependent on yesterday's Dvar Halacha, whether Bizman Azeh were still Choshesh, that a woman's going to take it off and show to her friend. But today's Dvar Halacha is not discussing that concern. Today's Dvar Halacha is talking about the concern that if it's not a Tachshit, it might very well be a Masui. And here I would like to throw out to the learners of the Daf Yomi, as well as to those who are zocha to sit in the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha and are zocha to be osek b'shmeitza aliba dehilchasa, to wonder aloud if there was a clasp that was designed to be a clasp and it's not used to hold the shawl together, like the pin that I am holding now that's clearly designed to hold the shawl, if a woman just puts that and uses it as a pin, would it fall into the category of our Mishnah? Or would we say, Bizman Azeh, that we consider everything a Tachshit? I would like to call into question, if we're talking about a Safek D'oraisa, that when we need to prove that this object also seconds, moonlights, as a Tachshit without being a clasp, and therefore be mutter, I would be a little bit hard-pressed to accept that and suggest that one inform women who wear clasps on their shawls, that if it was designed specifically to be a clasp, that sounds like a cool yurt, and it should be worn only as that, and it should not be worn as a pin. A pin has a separate shaila of yesterday, whether we're afraid that she's going to take off and show it. Otherwise, one can most definitely argue it's a tachshit, and we quoted many poskim who are makel today. Even the stipler was makel in this regard. However, if we're talking about a kulyer, which is beferish aser aliba dehilchasa on a level of doraisa, if it's not being used to hold together two parts of the beged, then I would ask, maybe this would constitute a shailava doraispa, and a pin that is made to be a clasp should only be worn as a clasp and not as simply an ornament. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha observation from Daf Samach Beis.